In studio with me is Hannah Baumeister, and she is the owner and editor of Gather Veterans Magazine. And you live right here in the Grand Traverse area. Thanks for joining me here on this Memorial Day.
Aw, thanks for having me, Pete.
I also have a little connection to the magazine, being that Hannah has tapped my shoulder for some of my outdoor experiences and has graciously allowed me to share some of my experiences, and it's been fun to add to that particular corner of the magazine. So, yeah, I'm more than just a radio guy, I guess. So, anyway, I appreciate that.
Oh, we're glad that you came on board with that, because the balance of having the outdoor section is huge. A lot of veterans and active duty military love being outdoors, and you contribute some great stuff. So
I do love the outdoors, and that's for sure. But anyway, Gather Veterans Magazine is just a tremendous one. And I'm telling you, I'm holding one in my hand right now. And it's very, very well done. It's polished. It looks so good. And the content, of course, is the real true story of Veterans Magazine, Gather Veterans. And so some of the things I wanted to touch with you as you join me during the program today is that, yes, we're here today to honor those who've fallen and have given the ultimate sacrifice for our freedom. But then there are those who are going through this day that are struggling through this day. And those that are left behind are often the unsung ones during Memorial Day.
And, absolutely.
Yes, we are here to be very grateful, to encourage gratitude on this day. May we never forget. May we never lose the sight of what people did to preserve our freedom. But some of the stuff that you offer in Gather Veterans Magazine is very, very important. So what would we, in this particular segment, what do we want to start off with in regards to this?
Well, as we were talking about, you know, the subject of transitioning from active duty military to the civilian life, that can be a tough transition for people. Mm-hmm. Part of the reason why is while the different military branches offer classes to sort of prepare people for that transition, in my experience talking with different veterans, they come away educated but not really truly equipped for that journey. And a lot of veterans, they flounder, they struggle. You think about, they go from a very structured life and very, you know, where do you go for medical care? You go to this building. Where do you go for food? You go over here to this building. What time do you going to be? You got to be here at this time. And they go from this incredibly structured, very clear life that they're living. All of a sudden, these choices are up to them. Where do I go for this? What time do I, you know, need to be here? Where I have this need, where am I going to go and get this need met? How do I translate the things that I've learned in the military to a civilian career? And there's a lot of frustration, a lot of floundering that happens. And when you look at the government agencies, while they're great in terms of what they're offering the veteran community, they don't always make it simple and easy to assimilate or understand. So a lot of veterans get super frustrated and they just kind of throw their hands up when they do reach out to those resources for help. So one of the intentions of Gather Veterans is to disseminate that information out to veterans in a really clear, simple, easily understood way.
And it's also done in the context of Northern Michigan, too.
Yes.
I mean, that's the beauty of this magazine, is it's very specific. And you have highlights of veterans that live in the area and all these different things. And so this is an excellent magazine. It's done very well. Certainly one that you could proudly display on your coffee table at your house.
For sure.
And how could people find out about this magazine?
So if they have an interest in learning more, they can go to gatherveterans.com. And right on that very front page, if they decide they'd like to get a hard copy of it, they can subscribe for a nominal fee and receive all the issues delivered directly to their doorstep. If they don't want to subscribe, totally not a big deal. They can check out the digital version in the past issues section of the website.
Fantastic. We're talking with Hannah Baumeister, and she is the owner and senior editor of Gather Veterans Magazine, and it is a magazine that's specifically designed for veterans in the greater Grand Traverse area. So this is something that you want to check out. We'll be back with Hannah during the program on this Memorial Day 2021 in just a few moments. Well, today is a very somber day. It should be, because Memorial Day is the reflection on the ultimate sacrifice for others. And, you know, as a believer in Jesus, we all know the greatest sacrifice that was ever made, and that was Jesus dying on the cross for us. But, you know, the other earthly example that we have that, you know what, nobody can really touch is the fact that there are people who said, I am willing to stand in harm's way to preserve our country's freedoms. And many of them who have done that have gone on and gave their lives. So we do this in very somber and reverential attitude today. We're also talking about those who have come back from war or the military service, and there's a lot of needs there as well. And we as a country need to step up and get behind them as well. And Hannah, you know, a lot of the things that civilians hear about are things that pertain to mental stress, emotional stress that veterans go through. And oftentimes we describe that as a post-traumatic disorder or PTSD. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So your magazine deals with that, right?
Absolutely. I mean, we do not shy away from the hard topics that are affecting veterans' lives today. You think about from the time they enter into the service, that whole entire process is aimed at rewiring their brains, getting them prepared, because if they are called to go to war, and a lot of people do forget that we are in a time of war continually right now. People are going to war. People are coming home from war. But that rewiring, it's purposeful, it's intentional, and it serves the purpose of keeping them safe when they're under those very stressful situations. The problem happens when they come back to civilian life and they're trying to readjust, and they go from this hypervigilance to just normal life. And a lot of people don't understand, like, physical changes have happened in these people's brains and these veterans' brains. And when they come back to civilian life, things are so different for them. They need resources. They need help to help them process through that, to figure out, you know, how do I go into a restaurant and not be freaking out? Like, where are my exits? How am I going to make sure I've got my back to the wall? Those are the ways that they start to think that we as civilians, we don't even think about that. So one of the ways that Gather Veterans seeks to serve the community is to make sure that we're not only including resources, suicide awareness articles, articles about PTSD, how to find mental health, you know, healing and awareness for themselves and their families, counseling services, but also like suicide hotlines and stuff like that. So when somebody picks the magazine up or they check out the digital version, they're going to have an opportunity to learn more about that. And what's great about it is it's not just a resource for the veterans themselves. It really helps to educate their families, their friends, and even help them to have those resources. So the magazine, while it's called Gather Veterans, it really isn't just for veterans. It's for the whole community.
Right. So again, we're talking with Hannah Baumeister, and she is the senior editor owner of Gather Veterans Magazine. Be sure to check out the outdoor segment. I will give my opinions on the out of doors, and then she's graciously allowed me to do that. And it's just a way for our listeners to connect with their morning show host once in a while. But again, we'll be back with our final segment with Hannah Baumeister in regards to Memorial Day today and some of her thoughts, and that she has interacted with so many veterans. I think it'll be interesting for us to talk to her more about that. You're listening in to the Pete in the Morning Show here on this special day, Memorial Day 2021. Well, thanks for joining me here on this Memorial Day, a special day. As you've been listening, you've been hearing different kinds of songs and tributes and things of that nature. It is a somber day. May we never forget those who've given the ultimate sacrifice for the freedoms we enjoy in America. There's no wonder why the world is clamoring to come into this country, because they have freedoms that they don't have.
Absolutely.
And that was done because people believed in it to the point of sacrificing themselves. Folks, that is just astounding And we need to never take that for granted. When you interact with veterans and you get their perspective on life, especially their perspective on being alive, and you look at that in comparison to what we're dealing with today, you know, the whole idea of people being honoring people who've given their lives. What are some of your Memorial Day thoughts and perspectives?
I think probably the first thing is it's tragic in my mind that a lot of people don't really even understand what Memorial Day is. Mm-hmm. You say Memorial Day, Memorial Day weekend, they think family, barbecues, and that's part of it, certainly, and there's no shame in that. However, I think people need to understand and educate themselves, what is Memorial Day? And it is exactly what you have said, and that is honoring the people that have actually died, preserving the freedoms that we experience today. The other thoughts that I have are, I've spoken with and heard from several different veterans. When Memorial Day happens for them, it's a day of really trying to process through survivor's guilt. They've had people that they've lost, friends, comrades, that they've even, you know, watched them die. They have to process through while everybody else is having a good time and it's barbecue time and everybody's grabbing a hot dog or a hamburger. All they can think about is, why am I the lucky one? Mm-hmm. Why do I get to be here experiencing my family when my comrade is dead? Mm-hmm. It's a tough, difficult thing. I would say that the other thing about Memorial Day is it is a day when we actually can pass on a respect and a tradition to the next generation. You know, I'm spending time with my kids, educating them about veterans, understanding that, hey, even if somebody didn't serve in active combat war zones, the fact that they signed their name on a piece of paper and they were willing in that moment to do whatever the government or their country asked of them, they didn't know whether or not they would die or not. So I think passing on an awareness of, what does Memorial Day mean? Are there people who in your family have, you know, given their lives in combat, making sure you continue to venerate them and pass on their story, but educate the next generation. Veterans are a huge demographic in our country, that if our families don't continue to pass on that reverence and that awe, the country will lose it. Yeah, and I think it's minimized a little bit even today.
The fabric of our country could be compromised, I think.
Exactly.
Because it's about working and living with one another and respecting another, especially when they step up and do things like serve our country. And ultimately giving their own lives for it. Hannah Baumeister, thank you so much for joining me today. And I couldn't have asked for a better guest in studio on this special day.
Thank you,
Pete. And another way for people to get a hold of you or to know more about the magazine, how do they do that?
Yeah. So if you want to call me directly, that's totally fine. My number is 231-492-7870. You can check out the magazine online at gatherveterans.com, and that again has past issues. And I just would like to encourage your listeners today, please, if you know somebody is a veteran, if you see them wearing a hat, if you have an opportunity, they're coming out of their vehicle and you see they've got that license plate cover that indicates that they've served, take time to tell them thank you. Mm-hmm. You know, most veterans are very humble about their service and they're not braggadocious about it. However, there is something that just makes them feel so good when somebody takes the time to say, hey, thanks for your service to our country.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you so much for joining me, Hannah Baumeister. And more music here on this Memorial Day on WLJN's Pete in the Morning.